A tropical disturbance in the Caribbean Sea will continue to work its way closer to the U.S. coast, and it's likely to have a big influence on the U.S. Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states as we go from Friday into Sunday and possibly Monday. The system is moving very quickly, and it is expected to make landfall further to the west than previously suggested, maybe somewhere between New Orleans and the northwest corner of Florida. As the storm system comes inland, it will have a chance to intensify rather significantly during the day Thursday into early Friday as the system moves from near the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico to the U.S. coast. During that period of time, the storm system could evolve and become a tropical storm, maybe even a weak hurricane, but it'll have to be closely monitored. Right now, today, it's only a tropical wave and continues to become better organized as it moves closer to the northwestern part of the Caribbean Sea. The storm promises to produce some heavy rainfall along the central U.S. Gulf Coast, where anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of rain may fall, and the remnants of this system may end up coming up through the Tennessee River Basin to parts of the Ohio River Basin. That means that many areas in southern Illinois, southern and central Indiana, and parts of Ohio southward into Kentucky may well see some rain from this event during the weekend. That's the biggest part of the forecast that has changed today versus that of yesterday. Yesterday, it looked like we would have relatively quiet weather in the Midwest for a big part of the next several days because the tropical event was supposed to be focused more on the southeastern corner of the country. Now that it comes up closer to our region, we'll likely see at least a little bit of rain across the eastern parts of the region. I don't expect heavy amounts, but maybe a half inch to an inch and a half might occur over the course of the weekend, but it all comes down to exactly where the storm system comes inland and how far north it will go before it dissipates or before it turns off to the east. A close monitoring of the system is certainly warranted. In the western Corn Belt, because of the storm system's change in movement, we will see drier conditions in the western areas. Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas will have a chance for some rain and thunderstorms as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The thunderstorms could produce a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, with some local totals getting up in the 1 to 1.5 inch range. Almost all of the better rains, though, will likely be focused on portions of Nebraska and Kansas. There's a slight chance that a few counties in Iowa will see some of the moderate rainfall, but we don't expect it to be widespread, and should be mostly focused on the west, central, and interior southwest parts of the state. Most other western Corn Belt locations will be dry for a while here. We don't expect to see much other precipitation from Missouri to Wisconsin. Even portions of Minnesota will see relatively quiet conditions. The other part of the forecast that's changed today is that the temperatures are going to warm a little bit more notably as we move forward through the weekend and into next week. A high pressure ridge will attempt to develop across the Midwest, but with all the feedback moisture from our soil and recent past rain events, it'll be difficult for a strong ridge to form. So a lot of instability showers will likely show up across the region next week, and temperatures will work their way back into the 80s and perhaps some lower and middle 90s. The warmest weather will be in the western Corn Belt, and we'll likely see the low temperatures at night warm from the 50s and 60s late this week and into the weekend to 60s and some 70 degree readings possible for a little while next week. The outlook does continue to keep us warm through at least the end of next week and into the following weekend, but perhaps some cooling will occur as we finish out the month of August. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.